I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Sunday in Indonesia, a family of six attacked three churches, killing themselves and 12 others in suicide bombings. And yesterday, a family of five attacked a police station in a similar manner. But what's even more shocking than the attacks themselves was the fact that it involved entire families, including children. David Curry of Open Doors USA says,
"But what is common in this attack that is common in other attacks is the radical nature of their theology, this idea that ISIS has perpetrated. Their stated purpose is to attack Christians, to push Christianity out, and to start these caliphates in these various regions."
An ISIS-linked militant group is thought to be behind the attacks. Let's be praying for continued boldness on behalf of the Christians who are living out their faith under this kind of pressure. And today is International Day of Families. Food for the Hungry works to support families around the world, and they saw a big need in Peru for family violence prevention. Now, in some poor communities, families are trapped in cycles of abuse, and moms would use violence to discipline. Food for the Hungry was invited by Peruvian community leaders to teach family violence prevention. And as mothers learn in FH's program how to show affection and care for their children, the cycle of abuse is broken. FH's Beth Allen says what's most incredible is seeing how the local church gets involved.
Many times the local churches in these communities are coming alongside the families as well. And you will start to see parents coming toward the Lord because of seeing changes in their children.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.